Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Beverly Williams is with us. She's our guest, as I promised you. I almost always do what I say I'm going to do. Sometimes things happen in that way to deliver on what I promise, but most of the time I do, and this one's I'm going to be able to pull this one off. Beverly is here. She is the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year. That's a national award the SBA gave her. She is the co-author of The 30-Second Commute. If you're home-based or want to be, you got to have that book. And she does so much for so many and has now for so many years, including this humble servant. She's our good friend, Beverly Williams. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. It's always my pleasure.
It's good to have you back. And you know, Bev, we got about a month. You and I are going to celebrate an 11th anniversary. How long have you been married, Beverly?
Almost 25 years.
Okay, so John's got me on that one, I guess.
He's got you on that one, yeah.
Doggone it, I can't catch up with him. Anyway, we got our 11th anniversary coming up here, Bev. What are you going to get me?
Probably about the same thing you're going to get me.
Yeah. Lots of love and admiration, right?
That's right. Exactly.
All the love and admiration you can eat, right? Beverly, I've been getting a lot of calls in the last few months from reporters wanting to know about the credit impact, the credit crisis impact on small business. That seems to be, you know, if you watch the major financial media, and if you read a lot of it, you get the impression that everybody is having credit problems, and to a large degree, you know, I've never seen a time when you could almost say that and almost be accurate, because that credit crisis brush has been pretty broad lately.
Yeah.
But what I pointed out to these reporters is that if you're a small business in good standing, meaning you've got a business that's operating, you've had a track record, you've got a bank you have a relationship with that knows you, that has your records and knows you keep good records, and you know, and that kind of thing. If you're already established, and you work with an independent community bank, especially a local bank, you don't really have a credit problem. Now, but of course, many of the reporters have been astonished when I've said that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they say something like, "Well, are there no challenges to a small business with regard to the credit crisis?" And I said, "Yes, there is one casualty, one primary casualty, and that's the startup."
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because how many of the people that you help over the years in your advocacy for home-based business owners, how many people have you seen start their business and maybe even grow it for a while on credit card debt?
Oh, a lot.
How about everyone?
Almost all of them. Almost all of them.
Guess what? I got my hand up.
Yeah, I was going to say, including me, I certainly did it that way.
Way back in the day?
Yeah, back in the day. It's been a while.
That's what we did. Listen, I know people. I have one example. The guy now currently makes the number one product of its kind on the planet.
Yeah.
And when I first met him, he was $90,000 in debt to his credit cards, and that's how he grew. That's how he capitalized his company for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And finally just weaned off of that and got over into the traditional banking relationship once his company had a little critical mass. But two things. Number one, credit card availability has dried up quite a bit for individuals,
right?
Because the credit card companies being connected to the subprime issue and also seeing the economy soften, they've actually arbitrarily lowered people's credit lines.
Mm-hmm.
If you had $2,000, $3,000, whatever on your MasterCard or Fed or American Express or whatever, you woke up one morning and all of a sudden that number had been reduced.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's happening. And also a lot of you've seen a lot of home-based businesses started with a home equity loan.
Mm-hmm.
We know what's happening to those.
Mm-hmm.
So for the startup,
any equity left.
Well, or who's going to give you a loan anymore on
right.
that? Even if, you know, nobody's going to do yeah. that because they don't know what your house is worth.
I had a gentleman the other day call and ask about a business startup. And when I asked him the questions of, you know, how much money do you have of your own and can you afford to lose it, he just sort of stopped dead. And I said, if the answer is even a question mark,
yeah.
forget it. Let's
yeah.
not even, you know, let's pretend we didn't have this conversation. Because, well, what about a loan? Well, you know, you just don't go there right now because it's not going to happen unless you are so tight in your business plan and your market research and everything else and you have a business that almost proves itself, forget it. Even the small banks are not going to loan you mm-hmm. money.
Well, they've never loaned money. No bank has ever, in the history of the banking in America, has ever loaned money to a startup because of the value or the promise of that startup.
Oh, no.
Whatever money you ever got out of a bank for a startup mm-hmm. was based on 100% your relationship and or other collateral.
That's correct. You better have a lot of collateral. And like you said before, not your house. Because that's not going to do it. And it used
not
to
today.
Be
you, there was a time when you could have, but not today.
Yes. That was the thing that a lot of people didn't go to banks because they were told that the only way they could get a home-based business startup loan was if they put their house on the line, and that
right.
is no longer true, as you said. So, yeah, it's very difficult right now. Credit cards, I was surprised the other day to get a letter from a credit card company that I had been with for I don't even know how many years, a long, long time. They have raised my interest rate, raised all the fees, shortened the payment time.
And probably lowered your limit, even though, you know, I mean, who knows? I mean, they do stuff like that. But, you know, Bev, this is the one thing, this is the one casualty, the biggest casualty in the credit crisis that we're having right now and across the globe. One of the major casualties is the startup.
Yes.
In all the other downturns that we've had in the last, well, since I've started being involved in them since 1969, this is unique. The credit situation is unique among all of those. 20 after, we're going to be right back with Beverly Williams. More to come. Stay with us. That's the Birds bringing us back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. .biz. I hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage. Hope you'll take advantage of all the things we have there. We have no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us and use our stuff. Beverly Williams has deposited many items of importance, many words of wisdom. She has cast many pearls before us over the years, and she has deposited those on both of our websites, and we appreciate that very much. And by the way, folks, don't forget her book, which she co-authored, The 30-Second Commute, is important for you if you're home-based or want to be. Beverly, we're talking about, and by the way, thanks for your contribution over the years to everything that we've done. We it's very valuable. We appreciate it. Beverly, we're talking about... I know we painted a pretty grim picture for startup companies, and it's we just can't sugarcoat it, folks. Since I started knowing that there was such a thing as a recession or an economic downturn, I was in college in 1969, and that was the first one that I knew about. And so other than the ones that I'd read about or studied about, you know, obviously, but the first one I experienced was 1969. I actually got laid off because of the recession, and I got a job the next day, another one the next day. But anyway, my point is, as I look back, I never remember the recovery being harmed by, or being the prospects of recovery being diminished by the overall credit structure, the credit platform that basically the world of business operates on, like today. This is, in my opinion, this is unique. And so, you know, I think that's the big casualty in the small business world has been the startup. And you've seen this with your home-based business folks, haven't you?
Yes, I have. When people ask me, in fact, I believe you asked me the last time I was on the show, you know, is this a good time to start a small business? And my answer is the same as it was then, which is, yes, if you find a niche and you're smart about how you go about it. But I have to add now, if you've got the money to be able to, that you can afford to lose if it doesn't work, because everything is so uncertain right now that that has to be part of the equation for you. So
it's not
that it's impossible. I don't want to discourage somebody who has a good idea and has the means to get it going.
Well, it's our job here, Beverly, is not to be Aunt B and tell everybody, you know, the rosy picture. I mean, our job is to tell it like it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, and like it is not good right now. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't consider it if you have a good idea. That's
and you've fine. Got, but you've got to have. What I think it means for people who really want to start a business. And as you know, Beverly, I mean, you and I agree on this. I mean, whatever you and I can do to help people do that, obviously that's what we do. That's our calling in life.
Right.
But what I think it means is I think it means that you're going to have to count more on your own money,
mm-hmm.
more on money that you can raise yourself from family, friends, or from customers.
Mm-hmm.
It means that you might have to grow your business a little slower than you would have if you started out.
Mm-hmm.
It means that you might have to take a little bit longer to launch it
mm-hmm.
than you would have liked to, because you might have to save a little bit more. It means you're going to have to be more deliberate, and you're going to have to verify more information and plan a little bit longer, and bootstrap it more with your own resources than
mm-hmm.
ever before.
That's right. Absolutely. Here again, it's not impossible.
But you know, Beverly, there's one other thing. As I say all those things, every single one of those things is a good thing except for one thing. It probably hurts your feelings a little bit. You know what I mean? You want to get this thing going. I mean, you know how it is. When you want to start a business, once you get that fire in your belly, you want it right now.
Right, yes, that's true.
So other than hurting your feelings, all the things I just told you are actually good things.
Right, they're good things at any time.
Because you're being more professional, more deliberate,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
more disciplined.
Yes. That's probably a very discipline is probably a key. You know, I didn't think of it until you said that word, discipline. Being sure, crossing all your T's, dotting all your I's more carefully than you ever have before.
Mm-hmm.
That discipline of not being gung-ho and over-enthusiastic and maybe going on a wing and a prayer, as I've seen some businesses start. And they most of the time were successful, sometimes not. I think you have to be even more careful now with that. That
yep.
discipline is very important.
Absolutely. And so that's the difference, folks, now, is if you want to start a business, if you're in that category, if that's where that's the part of the time continuum of a business that you're on, you know, you're going to have to take a little longer, be a little more disciplined, be a little more self-reliant, and have your cornflakes together just a little bit more than you might have, say, four or five years ago. Hey, Beverly, thanks for being here. Good job today.
My pleasure always.
It's always a pleasure. Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen, the co-author of The 30-Second Commute. If you're home-based or want to be, you got to have that book. I got to take a quick break. Whatever you do, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.